Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Auctioneers, teachers, ministers, singers, and coaches. These are just a few examples of people who rely on the voices being strong and healthy. People who are required to use their voices on an extensive basis, whether it's professional or otherwise, know that speaking is a physical task that requires coordination of breathing with the use of many muscle groups. It comes as no surprise that just like any other physical task, there are efficient and inefficient ways of using your voice. Excessively loud, prolonged, and inefficient voice use can lead to voice and vocal difficulties, just like improper lifting can lead to back injuries. Excessive tension in the neck and laryngeal muscles, along with poor breathing technique during speech, leads to vocal fatigue, increased vocal effort, and hoarseness. Voice misuse or overuse increases the risk for developing benign vocal cord lesions or hemorrhages. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.